tell everybody Douglas Watson's in town. And they got a down the courtyard just a rain the cloud. Don't let nobody play me cheap. I got a big descent on an armor. Get it together and have a good time. Say, I don't care if you're young or old. Don't care if you're young or old. Want you to get it together, get it together, get it together, yeah. And let the good times now. Oh, yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah!
Ready to bomb, my strong arm, you fake fuck. I stay 100%, dog, compress your luck. I make it rain the way I'm spitting in a booth. I ain't down for talking shit, bitch, I'm spitting the truth. Back in the day, I was known to let the gap blow. Stack stretching out rubber bands like a fatso. I am the dopest thing, I am the sickest shit, the illest Caucasian to do it up in this fucking bitch. Dearly departed, you ain't hearted. I can't believe you started, you must be retarded. SCHH, real North weapon. I'm so good, I be number one twice like 11. Real gully, real shit, dog, I'm bringing it back. Real talk, no script, man, I'm bringing it back. I put it down up in this bitch, shit, I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back, shit, I'm bringing it back.
When I step up on the stage, I be bringing it back. Steady spitting pure flames, yo, I'm bringing it back. I do this each and every time, boy, I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back, yeah, I'm bringing it back.
Real gully, real shit, dog, I'm bringing it back. Real talk, no script, man, I'm bringing it back. I put it down up in this bitch,
shit, I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back, shit, I'm bringing it back.
When I step up in the club, I'm gonna be bringing my team. From the brawlers to the shooters, everything in between. Rock solid like the concrete that be under your feet. When we get up on the track, we gon' be spitting heat. Straight ruthless, toothless, this gon' be your destiny. Don't even bother trying, bitch, you know that you invested me. The rest you see is coming from a homie, they go reach. It makes me spit you some to track it back, you know that this the season for hip hop. Top notch coming out of Canada. No, we ain't no millionaires, but we ain't fucking amateurs. Spitting tracks every day, stacking up this cash. Listen up, you motherfuckers, we gon' hit you with a blast. Of this real sound, real north, beat down. But of course, put the two together, you could only get a steady voice. It can't be stopped. To the top when we on the track, always rolling with my fam, and I'm bringing it back.
Real gully, real shit, dog, I'm bringing it back. Real talk, no script, man, I'm bringing it back. I put it down up in this bitch,
shit, I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back, shit, I'm bringing it back.
When I step up on the stage, I be bringing it back. Steady spitting pure flames, yo, I'm bringing it back. I do this each and every time, boy, I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back, yeah, I'm bringing it back.
Real gully, real shit, dog, I'm bringing it back. Real talk, no script, man, I'm bringing it back. I put it down up in this bitch,
shit, I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it
back. All right. Hello, everybody. It's Slim Swayze here, Chris Marshall with Take the Red Pill, 5 p.m. Eastern on Trent Radio, 92.7 CFFFF. That was a local cat here and from Peterborough, Rob the Reason. I'll play a little more of something of his later on here in the set tonight. I wanted to make a quick shout out to the Terry Fox concert going on at the Spill. It started at 3 o'clock. It's going through until about 7 p.m. tonight. It was featured earlier on the What's Happening show. It's Comma After Crash, Unigava Ave, Austin Carson Band, Sarah Edwards, Shelby Smith, and more. It's $5 at the door. It's for Terry Fox, which Cancer Research. Terry Fox, a great Canadian. Very, very good cause. And as everyone knows, cancer has probably touched everybody's life in one way or the other. So I also want to send a shout out to the Food Not Bombs, Peterborough. You can get involved Mondays all year long. There's a cook from 3:30 till 6:30 at 448 George North, apartment 3. Feast from 6:30 to 7:30 at Peterborough City Hall, and the cleanup 7:30 to 9. They're looking to, they can always use volunteers. Also Wednesday from May till November, there's the potluck from 6 till 8 o'clock. So yeah, that's Food Not Bombs Peterborough, great organization. So we're going to hit into my intro, and we're going to get going here, all right?
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Yo, yo, they asked me where the fuck I've been for this time. I've been fucking poor out of my fucking ass. Eating fucking shit, fucking ugly bitches. Cause everybody knows that pretty bitches ain't down to fuck nobody poor and shit. But that shit don't even matter. It's all about you faggot ass motherfucking rappers thinking y'all dope driving Lexuses and shit like that. Every record label sucks it. But yo, yo, but you be sucking on your record label then. Word up, but this is just a little something for motherfuckers to let them know I didn't fall off the earth. You know what I'm saying? It's 5 to 1, 2 in the morning, losing my fucking mind about to murder people. Fuck them, yo, 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 check it out. Yo. Like this, they snakes in this rap field. Fuck the fat deal, cap hill. How they choking on the smoke from the gas field. The rugged man, record label, suicide, move aside.
Ray, calm down.
Who the fuck you think you are? I smack that bitch who works the front desk that strictly be there for high school credit but sucks dicks of all the rap stars. Put me behind bars, cause Mr. A&R man's about to get fucked in his asshole. And brother, I'm not even gay.
Shay.
The president of the company don't care if I'm dead or if I'm bleeding. I'm not succeeding. They turned my mind state into evil, cause I want everyone dead on this fucking earth. It really hurts, cause if music doesn't work, I got nothing left to live for except dying in the pole house. And bitches hate my fucking guts. Those sluts love me more than Patrick Swayze when I had my steady income. I need a spot that I can sin for. Suicide never, but I got plots of taking out the other people. And I ain't doing jail time, that shit is whack. Ain't no coming back, once I lose control, my shit is finished. So don't get in this, you record label people gonna die and your family gonna die too, motherfuckers. Yeah.
You ain't got it, you ain't got it, you ain't got to tell me no more.
Yo, yo.
You ain't got to tell me no more.
Yo, that's just a verse, one verse. You can't buy this shit, this shit is not for sale. That's for the real rap fans. But see, real nowadays is just a fucking gimmick anyway. I'm keeping it real, I'm staying real, all this bullshit. Yo, yo, how the fuck is you supposed to be real if you can't rap for real or can't flow for real?
I was gonna rip his heart out, I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. My style is impetuous, my defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious, I want your heart, I wanna eat your children. Praise be to Allah.
They call me Kublai Khan, ready for war with a Ruger 9. I'm ready with a machete for Rudy Giuliani. I'm ready for anybody who want war. Y'all ain't nice with the hands, you can't brawl, you can't stall. Behold the black horses, I'm running up in your church to smack crosses. You couldn't make it to war without rations. You just a homosexual. I think the gay rights movement should meet you and then invest in you. Rhyming about flowers and shit. And poets on the mic for 20 hours and shit. I'm housing your shit. Shutting your fucking mic off. Snatch a fucking poetry book and then kick the dyke off. Set the fight off. Show them what real rap is. Real rhymes, real beats, and real clappers. And we blast a deep cover. Make you see murder like Master P, brother.
Make way, cause you rock, cause you rock, come on, let 800 first week, 800,000 the next. And put on the cover the vibe, I just might flex. Nah, I'm too lazy. The fantasy you know, but a bitch pressed the trigger of a 4 pound note. Hit enemies and foes for money, shows and clothes. Fuck bank rolls, I'm yellow gold and incredible flows. My homies hella cold, cause love don't love nobody. Said he like the free spirits, bitch love to plug your body. Till you shrug and flop like body D-Bot. Paint picture perfect, A-side rockin' the bebop. Be not confused, rap the nigga news. Each rhyme a minority report, fuck time fools. Adversity my muse, that's why I make music. Transmit SARS 20 bars, it's new spit.
Come on, let them know it's us.
All right, Slim Swayze back here. Take the Red Pill Show, 92.7, Trent Radio, CFFFF. That was a little R.A. the Rugged Man, and we just heard a little Jedi Mind Trick, Rise of the Machine. I just wanted to make a little attention for the immediate release of Alex Hundor found. He breached his no demonstration condition. He was arrested yesterday. He's a G20 defendant, Alex Hundor from Toronto. You can go to g20.torontomobilize.org/node/549 for the article. Basically, this guy was arrested Friday or Saturday morning, pre-G20. So he's a supposed ringleader. He was found to be in breach of his no demonstration bail condition yesterday for speaking as an invited panelist at two recent university events. A new bail hearing is now underway at Scarborough Courthouse at room 405. The hearing's now expected to drag into late next week or Tuesday, October 12th, maybe even Wednesday, October 13th. He's been arrested before, previously, for talking to the media, talking at universities. This no demonstration thing is just ridiculous. The police have arrested many people, and he's been brave enough to step up and continue to talk at universities about the what I call criminal actions of the police that weekend. In a previous media statement, Hundor had stated, "They are targeting me because I'm part of a community that is effectively organizing across movements. Whether it is a criminalization of anarchists and commodity organizers like me, or the daily demonization of indigenous people, poor people, migrant communities, we are living in the midst of an increasingly aggressive and openly racist Harper regime that serves only to protect property, profit, and not people. We have shown them that our resolve and our solidarity can be stronger than their intimidation and repression." Several other G20 defendants remain behind bars, including Indigenous sovereignty activists Ryan Rainville and Sakame Nation, punished by the criminal justice system for being poor and unable to reward exorbitant bail, while others face the possibility of deportation as a means of stifling their dissent. Hundor is currently facing politically motivated conspiracy and counseling charges in relation to the G20 G8 Toronto protests. He was preemptively arrested at gunpoint in a violent house raid on the morning of June 26, before the protest even began, and he's being targeted as a member of the community group AWOL, that's AWL, and the Southern Ontario Anarchist Resistance. This latest attempt is not the first time the Crown has attempted to send Hundor back to jail. On July 28, 2010, the Ontario Provincial Police warned Hundor that media interviews him and co-accused Leah Henderson did with CBC Radio, Toronto Sun, Vancouver Media Co-op, and Rabble were a violation of the no demonstration bail condition and threatened to re-jail them. A day later, at a press conference, Hundor and his supporters decried this media ban as a blatant violation of his right to free speech, which it is, and freedom of the press. August 20th, the court Crown had appealed Hundor and Henderson's release from jail in the Ontario Superior Court, and they were seeking pre-trial incarceration. However, federal court judge Todd Darchemin dismissed the Crown's appeal. So basically, he was rearrested again yesterday. Like I said, go to g20.torontomobilize.org. org/node/549. They can use all the support that they can get. There's a PayPal page there that you can go and donate money if you'd like to, if you have some extra money. So yeah, I'm going to get into a little bit more music here right now, and we'll talk a bit more about some other things here coming up soon. Thank you.
Walk me to the star. Where you take me from? Push your Where Teddy there? When I deal with no fuckers.
Push your blood clad Teddy there.
Yeah. One, two, three. The crew is called BCCE. And if you want to get with Sean P, grab your pistol, let your clip pop. And oh, no.
I'm the signified monkey on the tree popping the bullshit. Broken limbs made me fall, I'm still popping the full clip. In the street with my heat, never small, always heavy home. Best I mean cool on my, what the fuck is that? Reggaeton? Nah, nigga, get a phone and call your man up. Tell him it's a sticker when he see me, put your hands up. Man up, man what? Y'all niggas is ass cheeks. Shit you really do would make a nigga born to blast heat. Nah, stop the violence, fuck that, let your clip pop. Need some dead presidents, this shit bigger than hip-hop. Funny style. Niggas get hit. Fuck is you, Chris Rock? Rich comedians be getting robbed for their wristwatch. Sean Price, the name, and robbery's my pedigree. Kleptomaniacs is nocturnal body therapy. Dr. Phil, copper pill, still feel no better be. Wanna live then? On my side is where you better be.
One, two, three. The crew is called BCCE. And if you wanna get with Sean P, grab your pistol, let your clip pop. Oh no. One, two, three.
Manhattan keeps on making it, Brooklyn keeps on taking it, Brooklyn keeps on taking it, yeah, Brooklyn keeps on taking it. BK all day BK. Big Ruck, Sean Price, Brownsville PJs. Spray shots at gay cops like make my day, make my night. Fuck around, I take your life, take my knife. Matter of fact, hold my shirt. Wanna fight, Paul, hold his first. Bong bong, y'all. Know my style, respect, recognize my technique. Merging with the virgin, leaving blood on the bed sheet. I love fucking just as much as I love shooting shit. Red light district got a nigga going ludicrous. No pun intended, gun intended to kill. So if you not with that bullshit, then chill, yo. Brownsville, never ran, never will, unless you strapped and I'm not fucking. I got a pill.
One, two, three. The crew is called BCCE. And if you wanna get with Sean P, grab your pistol, let your clip pop. Oh no. One, two, three. It's called BCCE. And if you wanna get with Sean P, grab your pistol, let your clip pop. Oh no.
And the Virgin Mary and Joseph, I submerge and bury adversaries in the soil, or they get stuck and plastered in hard tyrant feathers. That'll teach the fucking bastard to think again before it attempts to invade our scene. We got them satellites, you know. I saw you on the radar screen with body heat, cause of all the members of the hordes following. Instead of breathing fire, try sword swallowing. The readers digesting shit out all that worthless garbage. You wouldn't be so prodigal if you were more methodical, meticulous. Details measured by the width of eyelashes seem ridiculous. Reduction to dry ashes. Everybody has a serial number that gets stored in a box of material lumber.
Syllables are left, dripping with blood. Turning nouns and adjectives to rubble.
yourself half slam or half slam or something like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even want to dwell on that. Pronunciation's not even important at this point because, you know, I changed my name since, and just for basic reasons concerning stuff like that, people didn't know how to pronounce it, asking me too many questions about what it meant and stuff like that. I didn't even really want to have to deal with that, so I just changed the name. I don't even know.
All right, Slim Swayze back here. Chris Marshall with Take the Red Pill, 92.7 CFFFF. That was a little Sage Francis. Also before that, we had a little Sean Price in there. I wanted to bring up a couple different things that I'd like to support and get out there. There's a good website, good Canadian magazine out there called Adbusters. You can go to www.adbusters.org. They are a great Canadian magazine. They're anti-capitalist magazine, they kind of make fun of the way media has gotten throughout the last, you know, 10 or 15, 20 years. Great site, great magazine, like I said, Canadian, and I suggest everyone to support them. Also, Briar Patch Magazine, www.briarpatchmagazine.com. You can go there and subscribe. They're a great independent magazine. They're also Canadian. And also there's Upping the Anvil, The Journey of Theory and Action, and they are at www.uppingtheante.org, and they're out of Toronto. And also there's a great website that I just came across the other day. They're called Submedia, and they do some really amazing stuff. You can check them out at submedia.tv. They have a great show called It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine. And it's brought by The Stimulator, and he has his own site called stimulator.tv. So those are just a couple of cool sites that you can check out. We're going to get into a little music here from 1995, the Helter Skelter album, the DOC. If anybody knows of Dr. Dre and Snoop, he was the guy behind the scenes. He did a lot of early NWA stuff, and as far as I'm concerned, he got pretty much left out. Amazing stuff. This track's called Welcome to the New World by the DOC.
Come on, come on. Yeah, nigga, just get out there and do this.
Yeah!
Now everybody get your motherfucking ass up!
One time for your mind to sneak! Gather round and see! BD into the OC!
Right.
No contest, who wants that? Cause me be like melodic and kill shit with the erotic D! Holla if you feel me!
Come on!
Yeah!
Get your motherfucking ass up!
Lyrical miracle, sun drop, one time for your brain. Metaphorically, niggas got nothing for me. It be DOC and I'm back on the brick. New world where we lit the gap, harm on you, bitch. Helter Skelter time, just be so upon you. The power to move so I can blast cause I want you. I'm the real deal, ill swift, rhyme stayer. Still, hit that chronic shit but on the second layer. And nobody can do it better than I do. True to it flows from Dr. Fluid. Niggas wanna know if this thing is real, but you can check the emptiness of me like 9 mil. Still, unfatable. See me on the MIC, hit the O&E and watch a nigga pull your bitch car, cause you ain't that hard to quit front. Trippin' just might get your ass dumped in a river, nigga. Full of lead, fucking with the wrong one through your gun, now your ass dead. Cause you ain't nothing but a little girl. Your referral to the old.
Welcome to the new world. Come on, come on.
Yeah.
Get your motherfucking ass up.
Yeah.
This is a erotic D.
Nah.
Come on, come on.
Ass up.
The DLC. The new world.
Check this shit out. That's sharpen my pencil. It'll get you lifted. Explicit be what I write to the audience who listen like a judge and jury. Let the metaphors keep you in time with the diggy, so you be right with me when you hear me spit. It may horrify to hear the cougar, but then the dot coupled with the fact I shoot the gift like a ruga. You know the esoteric vocal tone. Bless it. Let it be your guide into the new world. Then right. Understand the DOC is more than just a vocalist. Open its mind, feed on what you need. Invite thee to recite the passage.
Your choice.
Erotic, come erotic for the platinum voice. With this, the formula has been updated. I subtract one, but add erotic D into the sum. None. She questioned not the way we blessed him, though we brought to the old.
Welcome to the new world.
Ladies and gentlemen, Weather Music, CK1, the almighty Bobby Atlas is proud to present. Purple Rain Mix CD Value 1. First off, we'd like to thank everybody for their support, not only over the years, but up until this very point. Thank all the fans coming out to the Robot Tour. Without question, my Weathermen brethren, be on the lookout. The Revolution 2004. Don't forget, Cage Home Movies in stores now, the DVD. Come on.
What kind of God is this? Gave me the hottest bitch, then took the life from her chest and left a pile of shit. Sloppy with a fork, so Chris gotta feed her. Too numb to calm, sometimes she pissed while I eat her. I tell her keep her head up, even though I gotta hold it up for her. And she sees her when she try and get up. I know I'm irking her, but can't stop what's hurting her. No sleep with her screaming all night, I'm thinking of murking her. Her parents paid for the coffin and left state. After signing a contract, do not resuscitate. Yelling for mommy, I dip in the morphine to calm me. I'm known in town as the creep that's in the zombies. Tolerated, I'm out copping horse track for her. Like I won't have to go through hell again. Her skin is like saran wrap, barely hanging from a skeleton. With each one of her ribs defined, my crib's designed to keep the light out, cause she can't lift the blinds. Drifting behind, I'll be out of friends soon. Nobody resists the guy that keeps the body in his bedroom. She's barely alive and taking life from me. With no appetite, but the meningitis is still hungry. Wants to make love, but I had to substitute it with holding hands while we take drugs. Yours. Took the ivy out her wrist, tried to give me a kiss. Before I tasted her lips, she dislocated her hips. Started shaking, couldn't feed her, no medication. Too scared to beat on her chest and fear but to cave in. Death waved again, each time leaves her in a coma for a week to wake up to more seizures. But this time ain't like the rest. I can see right through her chest and see her heart ain't got no fucking beats left. Then a voluptuous ghost falls from a host, looking like she did in high school, then fades when I give close. We'll be right back.
don't have the intelligence to change. Once you get them, huh, they go, huh, the rest of their life, huh, huh, they'll do that for a paycheck, huh, huh. You tell them, don't do that no more, and they go, huh, huh. There's no communication. You tell them, I tell them, stop doing that, and they'll go, huh, huh. I said, stop it, and they'll go, huh, and you cut someone's fucking throat and throw blood in their face, and they'll go, huh, huh. You see what I'm saying? In other words, it's just no intelligence, man.
All right, Chris Marshall back here, Take the Red Pill show. Guess who that was? I don't know if anybody can guess. Probably. It's not too hard to tell. A little Charlie Manson there for everybody. And one of his famous rants. So I'm a big fan of Charlie. I think it's a very, he's a very, very interesting individual. And his rants are classic. Classic, awesome rants. So as you guys can probably tell, listening to this, I'm running off of one channel right now, so I can't really mix back and forth, and that's why you can hear it going cut from one track into another. So it's just a matter of getting everything set up the way I need it, getting my iPod set up, you know, doing that, getting through my studio training and getting everything set up that way. So just bear with me. The show will get better and better every week. You know, I'm just kind of doing this on the fly right now. So it's, you know, whatever. It's fun. And I'm really actually doing this for me. And people who want to tune in, they can. And people who don't like it, well, they can tune into The Wolf or something. So that's the way it is. So we'll just keep on going here. And I hope you enjoy it.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Remember how good things used to be? Remember how good things everything used to be? It used to just be so good. It used to just be me and this girl. It's about to slip. Sitting in my room with a razor blade, thinking all my days are played. As much as my single needs to fade away, shoot myself in the arm and start bleeding. Don't wanna go yet, stick a straw in my wound and taste my heart beating. Fucking bitch left me and I ain't even peeped yet.
Fuck all that noise, playboy, this leak's wet.
Smoke a bundle to the face, lace my brain in neurons, carving all my downfalls into my fucking forearm.
Cage, snap out of this, it's just a girl.
It's just the world, it's just the life. It's just a rusty Rambo knife wedge between my ribs, scratching my heart up tonight. I'm gonna pull this shit off in front of all my friends. Went swimming under the Brooklyn Bridge trying to catch the bends. Didn't swim deep enough, my head imploded 10%. Floated to the surface, the paramedics like,
what's this dent? Oh, oh, all right, everybody back up, he's still alive.
I'm a suicidal failure, look, my life's a failure. I can't make it in rap, even my first in error. Do what I can to catch a quick death. But I'm meant to be here, and that's the fucking hell I live with. I'm a suicidal failure, look, my life's a failure. I can't make it in rap, even my birth's an error. Do what I can to catch a quick death. But I'm meant to be here, and that's the fucking hell I live with.
Took the phone off the hook, a multicolored pills. Washed it down with Absolute, started writing out my will. Get my dog bootlegs, PS2 in DC. To my girl who left me when she said,
pick me a PCP.
Since I love to smoke, I thought it was a joke. Tried to hang myself and I fell free from the rope. Broke both my arms, my neck, smashed my femur. Got up somehow and limped in front of a Beamer. Cracked my rib cage.
Look what you did, Cage, you're dying.
But I'm not dead yet, I'm still trying. Cut my wrist and walked past some Crips bleeding red. In hopes that I get shot in the fucking head. Suicidal failure, look, my life's a failure. I can't make it in rap, either my worst in error. Do what I can to catch a quick death. But I'm meant to be here, and that's the fucking hell I live with. I'm a suicidal failure, look, my life's a failure. I can't make it in rap, even my person error. Do what I can to catch a quick death. But I'm meant to be here, and that's the fucking hell I live with. I drank a bottle of Jack, sniffed three bottles of Kitty. In the middle of the freeway, walking to the city. So much PCP, I changed my name to Watermouth. Pumping Master Ace, I walked into a Jewish slaughterhouse. Threw myself on a hook.
Now that's a chorus.
Got split from my neck to my dick.
Now that's a chorus.
Hollow man, look at all my dangling parts. Drop into the gutter with a piece of you in my heart. Little piece of shit that I couldn't fling from my chest. Should've stayed alive long enough to kill a faggot with.
But right now, my skin is getting stripped off. Each one of my limbs is ripped off, covered in thick sauce. My head hits the conveyor, I'm not thinking a prayer, it's
I'm
sick.
Watching a movie at Lowe's alone, and you sucking some guy's dick.
6 seconds left, when I die, I'm gonna find her on some poltergeist shit while my face goes through the grinder.
I'm a suicidal failure, look, my life's a failure. I can't make it in rap, even my birth's an error. Do what I can to catch a quick F. But I'm meant to be here, and that's the fucking hell I live with.
I'm a suicidal failure, look, my life's a failure. I can't make it in rap, even my birth's an error. Do what I can to catch a quick death. But I'm meant to be here, and that's the fucking hell I live with.
Why, oh, why didn't I take the blue pill?
All right, Slim Swayze back here. Take the red pill, 92.7 Trend Radio, CFFFF. We had a little Cage there for all the suicidal failures out there. Before that, we had some more Cage, Ballad of Worms. And before that, we had a little bit of Charles Manson and one of his rants. So, yeah, we're going to keep on going here. There's something that's what I wanted to mention. I don't have the article here with me, but it caught my attention earlier this week about an article about, I believe, an 86-year-old lady who opened her hydro bill and was brought to tears. And this really, really touched me and really bothered me. I don't know if people realize, but hydro rates have went up 16% since June. They went up 8% in, I believe, May or June, and then they went up another 8% in July when the HST went up. So this lady's paying almost $1,000 a month for her hydro. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. Somebody who, you know, worked and saved her whole life so that she could, you know, have a little bit of a retirement and be able to, you know, live decently. She was thrifty her whole life, and now she suffers for it because she doesn't apply for any help, and you know, it's just ridiculous. You know, people are so caught up with their work and going every day and putting in 30, 40, 50, 80 hours a week just so that they can put food on the table and clothes on their children's backs. And then they do get home and they sit down and they turn on the TV and they have no choice. They're told half the story about things. And that's why I have this show, is that I want people to try and go to some of these links that I talk about and try and access independent media, and you know, I believe context is everything, and try and make you know, better choices, and try and educate yourself a little more on what's really going on and not what the mainstream media and the government and all the capitalists want you to think. You know, it's just you know, people don't have time to go and rally and go to peaceful protests and things, and then even when they do, you look at what happened in June. $1.2 billion taxpayers' money went out to for a weekend, so that over 1,000 people, the biggest mass arrest in Canadian history, people were treated like beyond terrible. They were left in cages for 5-6 hours, no food, no water, not allowed to call a lawyer. And I mean, everybody was rounded up. They tell you on the news that it was a bunch of black blocks, and then they smash windows, and they you know, they lit police cars on fire. So the average person's gonna think, oh, well, look what they did, you know. Well, what's wrong with them arresting a bunch of people? Well, the problem is the police stood there and let these people do that, and then went and arrested peaceful protesters to silence them. And if you go on to Google, very easy, go and look up some of the videos where the police stood there. Taxpayers paid $1.2 billion, and it didn't stop windows from being smashed. It didn't stop police cars from being lit on fire. And those are just more taxpayer dollars that are going to have to go out on these things. And, you know, they'd like you to believe that it's the black bloc that are doing these things. And, you know, it's already known that there's agent provocateurs that infiltrate these groups, and they start these things. In Montebello, that's exactly what happened. I'm not saying that all the black blocs aren't, you know, there's probably a lot of anarchists out there that did smash windows and stuff, but people are angry. People are fed up. And, you know, I talked to some friends, and not everyone has the same views as me, and that's great. You know, I think that's great. We live in a free country, and we can talk about our views. As far as I'm concerned, like I said earlier, people don't like my show or don't like my views. That's great. You know, turn the channel. As far as I'm concerned, if somebody wants to get on here and do a radio show and spit hate, you know, that's their thing, man. I'll turn the radio. I'll change the channel, and I'll you know, put my time or my energy into something that represents me or represents my thoughts, you know. So you know, I'm really against Fox North coming here, and you know, they're just another channel, you know, it's supposedly another choice, but it's just you know, American propaganda, which we get anyway. And you know, this is a great country, don't get me wrong. It is the best country, I feel, one of the best countries in the world. I always looked up to America, I think, as everyone did. And I look at them now and I just shake my head. You know, if they could be what they say they are and not the opposite, then I think they'd be a great country. But they do one thing and they say one thing and they do another. And, you know, it kind of makes me sick. It's okay for you know, them to go around and talk about this war on terror, but what is terror other than fear and violence? And they're the biggest exporter of terror in the whole world. So, you know, and President Obama, great, smart, can talk, can lie, great mask, great face, but he's just, you know, he's really not much different than Bush. He's there to put through an agenda, just like President Bill Clinton was. Yeah, and you know, I guess as far as American presidents go, President Clinton was pretty good, and I guess so was Obama. But you know, something needs to change, and people need to try and rise up and do something. And you know, the problem is they have everybody so caught up in work, so caught up in things to just have the basics that they can't go out and do these things. So luckily, I have the time and the resources to voice my opinion and continue to try to. And you know, anybody who is interested in grouping together and networking with me to try and further these things, they can get a hold of me at Slim Swayze through Facebook. I'm also slimswayze@hotmail.com, MySpace, Skype, all that stuff. I don't really use my MySpace too much, but I'm looking to get involved with other people who share the same views and want to do things. I have time that I can volunteer, and I want to get in touch with the Food Not Bombs here in Peterborough. I think it's a good organization I'd like to put my time into and help out with them. So we're going to get into a little more music here right now. It's a brand new track by El DeSensei and the Returners, with featuring one of my favorite MCs, BK, and also Sean Price, Sean P. We heard a little bit of him earlier, so we're going to get into that brand new track. You got to check it out. It's really good.
It's like I can't play my toys. Get rich, quick scam, lick dick, bitch, scram, basket the biscuits, oh shit, flip, bam, bam, Margera, hand the Barbera, death metal leather jacket on Pantera, grand era, grand old, I'll be grandstanding, Evel Knievel jump across the damn Grand Canyon, last man standing, Bruce Willis, Skepka, next movie on point, fucking most death shot, body in the trunk, been there for 2 days, so the car drive by with the boom and human. Checking the mail like Newman. Get it? Checking the mail like Newman.
I got it.
Dookie rapping like rapping Duke. The ha, bitch, nigga, scratch your book. That's when the right hand froze, thinking how much coke I sniff with a Streisand nose. That's more than a little bit. Calcium deprived, cause mommy got little tits. Down south niggas,
what?
Listen to Little Flip. Up north niggas, listen to Little Fame.
M.O.P.
We both listen to Lil Wayne.
True.
I'm taking your little chain.
Give me that Brew. Shit, man.
Run that.
All that.
Brew.
Your pockets too, yo.
Ow.
A day in the street.
Same shit, different day, it's still the same.
It's more spell.
And in the hood, every day and all day, always the same.
A day in the street.
Same shit, different day, it's still the same.
It's more spell.
And in the hood, every day and all day, always the same.
Pounding the pavement, taking all these clowns for their payments. Then it's back down to the basement, chopping up the same shit. Rock it up, time to replace it. The stock, they lock once they taste it. And you can face it, the block will probably be not the wisest spot for the cops to violate me. I pull the Glock out and all I hear is, I make you nervous like a court appearance. And you can't trust me like the car dealers. Nah, my brain is rusty, I ain't all up in this shit. But I'm all business, come on, call your witness. I kill them all, you can take the fall or the mend this. Yeah, what is this, a revolution? Or just a bunch of shooting, noisy air polluting? How about a mix of the two, I pop the two in. Spraying them confusion, cranium contusion. A day in the street.
Same shit, different day, it's still the same.
It's more spell.
And in the hood, every day and all day,
always
the same.
A day in the day in the street.
Same shit, different day, it's still the same.
It's more spell.
And in the hood, every day and all day, always the same.
Yeah, yeah, we gonna do this shit right here. Hold up, hold up, hold up.
Niggas be moving off the block like pitching hand to hand. Spots taken by man to man. Come back, it's on demand. HD, hot demographics when you rate me. Killer beats that make me, and it's more than giving lately. So, at the service in the blocks on sale. Electrified like third rails and tunes that never fail. By request, that niggas call on me. With the chemistry that's built since 1993. Lavishly address the rhymes to coincide with the foremost sound, get you aroused and polarized. Now things changed and the flows got sicker. Delivery slick and the tracks are more thicker. Start where we left off and reincarnate the all-star quota that many seems is the lost art. Sean Doja and me added this frightful. Songs that cause fights and shooters wanna snipe you.
A day in the street.
Same shit, different day, it's still the same.
It's more spell.
And in the hood, every day and all day,
always the same. A day in the day in the street.
Same shit, different day, it's still the same.
It's more spell.
And in the hood, every day and all day,
always the same.
Side with me, concentrate on your rapping, I'll handle the rest. I'ma get you 5 beats from Kanye West and 2 beats from Lil Jon for the down south market. If we sell records, who cares if we make our rich? Oops, I didn't mean that, I'm just so excited, I can't hide it. Now here's the contract, you better sign it. No time to rewrite it, you like it, I hike it. This what your life and advice is nice, right? Don't fight it, pipe dreams.
First off, I ain't putting out garbage, kid. I don't go with these trends, I'm with the dudes that started it. Why you talking about my crew? And Eminem, well, fuck you and fuck them too. See, I want
finish what I started. Instead, you're talking about pleasing the down south walking. I don't need to drown in fame. And is it me, or does every little John beat sound the same? Yeah. I see you flapping, joking, yo, cause your nose growing like Pinocchio as we chatting. You're the devil, shifty freaking vulture. Not to mention you don't know shit about this culture. Give me a break, my friend. How about I take this pen and sign on your friggin' face instead? Matter of fact, I'm fucking herbing you. So take your pipe dreams and smoke them like the crack you must have earlier.
Watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it. Look at how they act.
Put you on tour, put your record on wax.
Trust me,
sign your life on it.
They're never gonna forget about me. Your great grandkids are gonna say, wow, wasn't that a bizarre individual?
Good night. Good night.
Shit on your hood, y'all niggas ain't shit in the hood. Take a dump on your champion and shit on your hood. Leave my boot camp stamp in the hood. Size 12, I beat bass out of your face, you Rozell. I lift barbells, I spit bars well. That niggas got cream but soft like Carvel. Paul my cartel from Kingston kill shit. My brownfield monkey face niggas, they steal shit. Yeah, the klepto con, this scat that I'm holding in my hand to kill you, dude, so let go mine. Sean P, bastard round, past my prime. What's life without rap though, past the nine. Right or wrong, I'm right and wrong. Best believe everything that God right is shown.
Voice by Messiah riding the shine. Just some chrome lips sitting higher up on the rim than LeBron's. I touch weight, that Nina got one in the head. I call them clips, John and Kate, cause they plus eight. I got the booth popping, don't ask about the album. Come with a mask on, ask him when the next flu droppin'. I don't blog, I bury more horsepower than the Murcielago carries. I got bitches that hit niggas for me, and I send them to your crib like Chicago Larry. The internet trying to indict a man. The web changing the world like fucking Spider-Man. Them packs and back albino, 24 hours a day, I'm frying them, but I ain't no diner. Y'all niggas can be muscle bound if you want, y'all pussies. I treat you niggas like the vagina on China.
I don't like nobody. Fuck. I know you don't like me. Don't got you. I don't like you neither. Fuck. I don't even like niggas who act like me. I don't give a fuck, though. You know what I mean? That's just how I was. Fuck y'all niggas.
Man, listen, right? I don't know nothing about being that weird champ. Only thing I know how to fight, right? I'm a nigga, right? Shit, no, really, 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 really. I'm not saying like I'm a black person. I'm a street person. I don't even want to be a street person. I don't even like typical street people. But that's just who I became and what happened in my life and the tragedies in life made me that way. But you know, I'm Mike. You know, I'm not malevolent or anything. I just am.
All right, Slim Swayze back here. Take the Red Pill Show, 92.7 CFFFF. Had a little mix up there with the last brand new track that I put played there, Elda Sensei and the Returners, featuring Sean Price. The track I played didn't have my man BK on the track, so I went ahead and played something else of his. I played a track by. Another track by Sean Price with Royce da 5'9", guested on it. Also, I wanted to get back here and to talk a little bit more about this G20 thing here, because I just trying to go through and check my emails and do some different things. I didn't have time to really prepare before the show, so I wanted to talk about this is that they want an outrage. We're calling for demonstrations to take place across the land from Tuesday, October 12th, preferably to Wednesday, October 13th, to defend our social movements and stand up for our friends and allies currently being targeted by never-ending state repression. Possible locations for public demonstrations include your local police station, courthouse, crown offices, or take to the streets in any visible downtown location. No mobilization is too small. Targeting community organizers is intended to weaken our growing and thriving social and environmental justice movement, to isolate effective and vocal community activists, and to criminalize dissent against the violent policies of the G20 that perpetuate environmental degradation, militarization, labor exploitation, and theft of indigenous lands that wreaks misery for the world's majority. While the panic surrounding the G20 protests have pushed forward the criminalization of resistance, we also continue to witness the intensification of repressive state practices and criminalization against immigrants, refugees, indigenous people, queer and trans folks, and communities living in poverty. Declaring a public panel as a public demonstration is therefore a dangerous precedent and attack on all of us. Unless we challenge this ruling, the page would move down on me. Unless we challenge this, things aren't going to change. Unless we challenge this ruling forcefully, it'll be used against organizers all across our movement and all communities in struggle. We cannot be silenced or intimidated. Our resistance will only increase as we keep organizing for liberation of all people, especially those who daily bear the brunt of the police, state, and corporate oppression. They cannot jail our hearts and they cannot jail our thoughts. They can try to jail our communication. They can try to jail us for peacefully protesting. You know, the Americans are very big into their Second Amendment right, the right to bear arms, and as a Canadian, I feel a little torn about it, because I feel peaceful protest is a more positive way to go about things. And you look at Martin Luther King and you look at Gandhi and what changed, but those were one individual that spoke for a whole movement, and there was a whole movement behind those people, and not all of them were peaceful. And if you look back at the footage, I don't think the riots were too peaceful. The burnings that were going on in the United States in the late 60s, and even if you look in India, it wasn't all peaceful protests. There was a lot of violence that went on, and you can't reason with a psychopath. You can't reason with violence usually only bows down to violence, and it's sad but true. And I do feel torn about it. I'm not a supporter of violence, but it has changed things in the past, and people get looked at as terrorists or as anarchists, but the police don't, and they're the ones who have guns, they're the ones who have tear gas, they're the ones who have weapons and shields, and they're the ones who beat up people. And just look at what happened this June. And this June, I was personally at home on house arrest, and I wasn't allowed to go outside. And I would have loved to have been there, but I couldn't. And seeing what happened over that weekend really, really got me going, and really made me say, you know what, I'm not just going to sit by anymore and wish that things were different. I've got to try and do something about it. And that's what I've been doing. I've been trying to do, what I can. I go out and flyer, and I come to this show, and I talk to people online, and I try and spark conversations in my everyday life, when I'm out and about, and I hand out movies to people, and